The Republicans had hoped to win the governorship in California, but the winner there was the Democrat, a man who has reinvented himself a time or two. Back in the 1970s, Jerry Brown was California's youngest governor in more than a century. Now, at age 72, he's about to become its oldest, and he takes office in the midst of disastrous economic times. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Brown may try to fix the troubled state the same way he tried to fix a troubled city.
In 1998, Jerry Brown was elected mayor of Oakland by a big margin. But if voters thought they were getting a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, they were wrong. He adopted a take-no-prisoners attitude, advocating real change.
And real change isn't so easy. It's a word that rolls off one's lips.
In his first 100 days, he forced a popular African-American police chief to resign, and he invited the U.S. Marines to conduct urban warfare exercises in Oakland. He waved off howling protests, saying the Marines would bring several million dollars to Oakland.
But every time you have real change, there's some pain, there's tension, there's adjustment, there's some wrenching going on.
One of Brown's cornerstone projects was to attract 10,000 new residents to the city's beleaguered downtown. He minced no words, announcing that downtown developers had a new friend in City Hall.
And I want to make this very clear. If I say nothing else, we're not going to be coerced, we're not going to be intimidated, and we're not going to be stopped in the pursuit of a renewed Oakland. And we're going to just move through opposition, listening where we must and where we should, but not being slowed down.
The plan worked, and today downtown Oakland is full of new apartments and condos. On other fronts, Brown was less successful. Crime remained stubbornly high, but it didn't stop him from living in a downtown loft.
I've seen what it is. I live in a town where we've had a lot of crime. I live in a building where we've had two robberies, one by knife, one by gun. So this is not an abstraction. It's a matter of personal safety and commitment.
That commitment to Oakland made Jerry Brown a rock star in the eyes of supporters like developer John Protopapas.
He got us to look at Oakland in a different way. We've become very proud of being Oaklanders, and a lot of that is due to Jerry Brown.
By trying to reinvent Oakland, Brown was also reinventing himself. The man once derided as Governor Moonbeam immersed himself in the nuts and bolts of managing a big city. After running unsuccessfully for president three times, Brown talked about practicalities like potholes and property values. Former Sacramento State Communications Professor Barbara O'Connor is a longtime Jerry Brown watcher.
Jerry Brown is a pragmatist. He used to be an idealist, now he's an idealistic pragmatist.
But critics accuse Brown of grandstanding and said he was just using Oakland as a stepping stone to higher office. One of those critics was former school board member Dan Siegel.
We once had a discussion when we were on more friendly terms about who he is as a person. He leaned across the table. He said, "Siegel, remember one thing about me. I'm 100% political. If you understand that, you'll understand why I do things."
After Oakland, Brown was elected state attorney general. Despite his opposition to the death penalty, he walked the line on law and order. Now in his second act as governor, he'll lead a state many consider ungovernable. The state is more diverse, the legislature is ideologically divided, and voter-imposed spending rules will limit Brown's options, says former state deputy treasurer Mark Paul.
When Jerry was governor, there was a lot of flexibility with regard to raising revenue in years in which the things were bad. And now it's all going the other direction. They're more and more hemmed in. California has won services, but there's not the wherewithal to pay for them.
But few people remember that Brown was a very frugal governor, says Barbara O'Connor.
And he is still a fiscal conservative, and I think his supporters on the union side will be surprised about how serious he is about cutting and not taxing without prior public approval. He's learned his lessons.
The morning after winning the governor's race, Brown said he's fully aware of what lies ahead.
I didn't create this mess. I'm going to be straight and tell it like it is, and I'll do everything I can to make it work.
And in Brown's own words, he said, "I've been up and I've been down. I'm going to do my darndest to stay up." Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.